This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday that Kyiv needs allies to decide on whether they would deliver modern tanks to strengthen the country's defense against Russia.
Зараз, до речі, багато говорять про танки.
While Berlin and Washington have not officially confirmed the news, sources told Reuters on Tuesday that Germany will send Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine and allow other countries to do the same, while the United States may supply Abrams tanks. Zelensky said the issue was not about 5, 10, or 15 tanks, as Ukraine's needs are greater, but about reaching final decisions on real deliveries. A slew of senior officials were dismissed on Tuesday in Ukraine's biggest political shakeup of the war so far that Kyiv said showed that President Volodymyr Zelensky was in tune with his public following corruption allegations. A long-running battle against corruption in Ukraine is taking on vital significance as Russia's invasion has made Kyiv heavily reliant on Western support as it pursues a bid to join the European Union. Democratic and Republican U.S. lawmakers praise Kyiv for taking swift action. The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists says the world is closer to Armageddon than ever before. The science-based advocacy group is moving its famous doomsday clock to just 90 seconds before midnight, says President Rachel Bronson.
The members of the Science and Security Board move the hands of the doomsday clock forward, largely, though not exclusively, because of the mounting dangers in the war in Ukraine.
That's 10 seconds closer to striking 12 than last year. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, just 2 days after a gunman killed 11 people at a Los Angeles area dance studio, 7 more victims were shot dead in an agricultural area near San Francisco. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The back-to-back massacres, one of California's bloodiest spates of mass gun violence in decades, have left residents reeling and prompted Governor Gavin Newsom to tweet tragedy upon tragedy. Little connects the two attacks except one detail. Both suspected gunmen were of retirement age, a rarity in a nation where mass shootings have become numbingly frequent.
Cases like this, we've never had one in this county of this many deaths at one scene or one time.
A database maintained by the Nonprofit Violence Project includes just one carried out by someone 70 or older, a retired miner who killed 5 people in Kentucky in 1981.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. North of California in the U.S., 3 people were killed in a shooting at a convenience store in central Washington state early Tuesday, police said, and the suspect is at large and considered armed and dangerous. Documents marked classified were found in former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence's home in the Midwestern state of Indiana last week, the latest in a string of recoveries of confidential information from the homes of current and former top U.S. officials. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The documents with classified markings make up about 4 boxes, according to his lawyer, and were inadvertently transported to the former vice president's personal home at the end of the last administration. His lawyer says that Mike Pence had been unaware of the existence of sensitive or classified documents at his personal residence until a search last week, and stands ready and willing to cooperate fully with the National Archives and any appropriate inquiry. The revelation comes as the DOJ was already investigating the discovery of classified documents in President Biden's home in Delaware and his former Washington office, as well as former President Trump's Florida estate. I'm Julie Walker.
Chris Hipkins has been sworn in as New Zealand's 41st Prime Minister following the unexpected resignation last week of Jacinda Ardern. The 44-year-old Hipkins has promised a back-to-basics approach focusing on the economy and what he described as the, quote, pandemic of inflation. He will have less than 9 months before contesting a tough general election, with opinion polls indicating his Labour Party is trailing its conservative opposition. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.